Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Click to subscribe, believing beings. And press the bell icon to get notified about new videos.
Yes, brother, name and your profession.
My name is Shobhit Jain.
Sorry?
Shobhit.
Shobhit.
Yeah. My question is, I am believing the ultimate power, in the ultimate power. So, is it mandatory to give the name? Either I will say that it will be a God, it will be Allah, it will be a Bhagwan.
The brother asked the question that he believes in the ultimate power, but does he have to give it a name like Allah, God or Bhagwan? As long as you believe in the ultimate power, the Quran says in Surah Isra chapter number 17 verse 110. The Quran says, Qulidullah Abidur Rahman Ayyamatadu Falal Asmal Husna. Say, call upon him by Allah or by Rahman. By whichever name you call upon him, to him belongs the most beautiful name. Whatever name you give to the ultimate power, it should be a beautiful name and it should not conjure up a mental picture. If you give it a name and you degrade it, then we object. If you give it a name and you degrade it, for example, someone who can rest, someone who can lie, someone who makes a human being, someone who makes a mistake, someone who can die. So if you give certain name and certain qualities to God which degrade it, then we take objection. Otherwise, you can call God by any name, but it should be a beautiful name. It should not conjure up a mental picture. And it should be a name given by Almighty God. Like that, there are 99 attributes given to Almighty God in the Quran. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Hakim, most gracious, most merciful, most wise, and the crowning one is Allah. So it is not required that you should give one particular name, but you cannot degrade it by giving it a wrong name. That is very important. And use the ultimate power, that's a name. I believe in ultimate power. Now ultimate power is a name. Correct, right or wrong?
Right.
So you say ultimate power, someone says Allah, someone says God. Whatever you say, that definition of that ultimate power or that God or Allah should not match that of the human beings. You understand? It should be one. It should not be two.
Yeah.
Allahu Samad. It should be absolutely eternal. It should not be like Rajnish, which has diabetes mellitus. Correct? Astama, chronic backache. Huh? He should not beget, nor should be begotten. And there should be nothing like him. That ultimate power cannot be two. It should be one.
It should.
So whether you call ultimate power, whether you call Allah, whether you call God, it should not conjure up a mental picture and should not go away from the true definition of that entity. Hope that answers the question.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have another question.
Sure.
To start to read Quran, it is mandatory, how much it important that to believe in either God is exist or not? How much is important to start to read?
Brother asked the question, what is mandatory to start reading the Quran? Nothing is mandatory. To read the Quran, you should have a desire to read the Quran. It is not compulsory to read the Quran, you should believe in God and then read the Quran. If you don't believe in God, also you read. Inshallah, you'll start believing. So, for reading Quran, there is nothing mandatory. Only thing, you should have a desire to read. And when you read, your heart opens up. So that is the beauty of the Quran. The beauty of the Quran, there's nothing mandatory. Not that you should have a beard, not that you should wear a cap, nothing mandatory. You only thing you should have a desire to read. And when you read, then your heart opens up and you realize the truth. If you believe in it, then you accept it. If the Quran, what I'm talking about, all the thing I gave in the lecture. If you start believing, you accept it. But before reading, you don't have to accept anything. Once you accept it, then you agree with it. Once you agree, then you follow the guidance. Because once what you start believing, then you start following. If you believe in what you read, you believe in mathematics 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, then you agree with it, then you start believing in it, and then you practice it. The same thing in the Quran. When you read the Quran, it opens up the mind. And you come to know the truth and the reality unlike any other book, which is more of a storybook fashion written by human beings. So that is the beauty of the Quran. It is the most positive book in the world. It is a proclamation for humanity. It is a fountain of mercy and wisdom. It is a warning to the heedless. It's a guide to the erring. It's an assurance to those in doubt. It's a solace to the suffering and a hope to those in despair. This is the beauty of the Quran.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I asked to many people this question, but right now I got the correct answer. There is no foundation.
People will tell you, you should be in wudu, you should be in this. That is afterwards. That is once you start respecting, you start doing other things. There is no requirement as long as you read and you come to the true path, because the Quran is a book of guidance to humanity. Okay. Have you read the Quran, brother? Have you read the Quran?
Sometimes.
Partly.
Yep.
Brother, do you believe that there is one God?
Yeah,
You call it is different. But you believe there is one God?
I believe in a one God.
Brother, do you believe that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God?
Not till now.
Not till now.
Yeah.
And I believe you're coming from a Hindu background.
Yeah, sometimes. Means you can say. Because I believe in Hinduism also, Buddhism also. I read the many things from many different religion. So that's the thing only.
If you read the Hindu scriptures, it is mentioned in Hindu scripture in more than 100 places the prophecy of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. More than 100 places. If you read Bhavishya Purana, Parva 3, Khanda 3, Adheta 3, Shloka number 5 to 8, it talks about Prophet Muhammad. If you read Bhavishya Purana, Parva 3, Khanda 3, Adheta 3, Shloka number 10 to 27, it talks about Muhammad. If you read the Kuntap Sukta, Atharva Ved, book number 20, and if you read book number 20, Atharva Ved, hymn number 127, Shlok number 1 to 14, it talks about Narashansa, it talks about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are more than 100 places in the Hindu scriptures that talks about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'll just give you a detail of one. If you read the Kalki Purana, which is mentioned in Kalki Purana, chapter number 2, verse number 5, verse number 7, verse number 11, verse number 15, it says that there is a Kalki avatar to come whose father's name will be Vishnu Yas. Vishnu means God, Yas means servant. Vishnu Yas means servant of God. In Arabic it is Abdullah, which was the name of the father of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It says he will be born to a woman in the womb of Sumati. Sumati means serenity and peace. In Arabic it's Amina, which was the name of the mother of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It says he will be born in a village by the name of Sambala, peace. That is Makkah. He'll be born in the house of the chief of the village of Sambala, chief of Makkah, which is the Quraysh family, and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born from the Quraysh family. It says he will get the first revelation in a cave, which we know Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got in Gar Hira. When he gets the revelation, he'll get at night time, and we know that it's mentioned in the Quran. Furthermore, it says that he will migrate northwards and come back. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated northwards to Medina and came back. It says he'll have four companions, that's the fourth for Khulafa Rashidin. There are minute details mentioned about the last and final messenger, that is Kalki Avatar in the Hindu scriptures. So if you read the Hindu scripture, almost the scripture of all the major world religion, whether it be Buddhist scripture, whether it be Old Testament, whether it be New Testament, whether it be the Hindu scripture, whether it be the Parsi scripture, all these scriptures, even though they have been changed, yet there is mention of one God in all these scriptures, also mention of the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. My request to you, brother, is that you read and do research on this. And I pray to Almighty God that may you open your heart and may he guide you.
Definitely, I will do it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.